connecting to the real nerds is so easy. You can go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. You can like us on Facebook. We have a Twitter account, at Real Nerds. We also have Instagram. You can call us, 720-6NERDS5. You want to email us? You can do that too, realnerds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome to Denver Comic Con 2016. We have a fantastic interview lined up for you. Enjoy.
All right, we are live here on the floor at Denver Comic Con. And of course, the very first person we talk to cannot actually sit down with us because you are in a badass looking costume. I am here with Cole. Cole, say hi.
Hi, everyone. The name's Cole Kaiser.
That's so cool. So tell everybody, unfortunately, the problem with audio is that no one knows how cool you are right now. Give everybody a rundown of what your costume looks like and what inspired you, and give us a little background on it.
Well, if I were to tell you the visuals, I would have to say it's a mix between Mad Max, Killzone with the Hellgas uniforms,
yep,
a little bit of Star Wars and other sci-fi elements, but mainly Mad Max and Killzone.
Yeah, you've got like this... That the helmet is awesome with these giant bolts coming out of the top of it in a mohawk. It's really cool.
And also to have a frohawk to accompany it.
Oh, that's true. Man, you actually mohawked your actual head. That is dedication. That's pretty cool. You look fantastic. How long have you been creating costumes?
Well, I've been doing cosplay for, I have to say around 3 years, actually.
Cool.
My first times during high school were abysmal. I'm so embarrassed to even show it.
Oh, that, but you don't have to show it. You just have to tell us about it.
Oh, let me put it to you this way: if a kindergartner actually made some macaroni art, it would be better than what I made.
Oh, you had like Captain America outfits made out of rigatoni, is what you're saying? That's pretty cool. So what
if
is
it was,
this?
If it was already boiled down.
That's pretty great. So what is this one made out of? Because you've got all this badass armor on. What's the material there?
Oh, the materials are just EVA foam, anti-fatigue foam, craft foam, and bolts and nuts and squashers and such.
So is it actually pretty light to wear? Like it's obviously a lot of material, but it's not because it's made out of it's not made out of metal or anything heavy.
Well, technically, the bolts actually I weighed down the bolts. They they weigh up to like around 10 plus pounds.
Oh wow, okay.
But hey, I'm actually able to wear it with ease.
Yeah. And it doesn't look like, I mean, for today, you know, it's 100 degrees outside. It's not the most terrible thing to be walking around this convention floor with. So,
hey, you're not the one wearing a black shirt.
That's true. That's
Oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
Here,
you are.
Very cool. So are you wearing this costume all 3 days, or what else are you wearing this weekend?
Oh, today is just my OC. My OC's name is Marco Gel.
Cool.
Saturday, on the other hand, I'm going to be wearing E-102 Gamma from Sonic Adventure.
Oh, cool.
I actually got the blessing of the original artist who made the revamp version so I can cosplay as it.
Oh, cool.
All he asked was, show me the finished product.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, are you familiar with the Darkest Dungeon?
No, I'm not.
Well, ruin has come to our family. I'm dressing up as the Occultist.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. Which of the three costumes this weekend are you most proud of? Like, is really the thing where you're like, this, I really did went above and beyond on this one.
Well, this costume is always going to be my all-time favorite.
Oh,
but
yeah?
Gamma, it's going to be a little bit hard for me to, it's going to be hard to try to, well, let me put it into better wording. It's going to be hard to move around, but it's going to be worth it.
Cool. Very cool. Awesome. All right. What are you most excited about here at the show this year?
Oh, the showing this year? Well, I believe this is Stan Lee's, one of his last conventions he's going to be doing for the year. And the last one is going to be headed up all the way to New York.
Yeah.
Which is actually pretty fitting since a lot of the major superheroes he made are in New York.
Very true. Very true. Cool. Are you gonna? Are you? Did you get a ticket or a pass to try to talk to Stan Lee?
Ah,
no. That's fair. Totally fair. But it's cool that he's here. Either way.
Yep.
Awesome. Cool. Well, Cole, thank you so much for coming by. I think it's a really awesome costume. Do you have anything else you want to remind people or any place like people can see you online?
Well, me personally, there's three things.
Okay.
One. You just cosplay because you love it, not because for a popularity contest.
Amen.
It's good to have a little bit of the sunlight on you, just shine that one moment, but don't let it get to your head.
Absolutely, I think that's good advice.
And the third one is, well, I think I got to figure that one out.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much, Cole.
All right,
have a really great show. All right.
All right. The Great Papyrus says goodbye.
Thank you so much for listening to this exclusive interview from Real Nerds Podcast at Denver Comic Con 2016. I'd like to thank Denver Comic Con and Pop Culture Classroom for giving us this opportunity. Thanks. Bye. Real Nerds is a Nebulous Visions multimedia production. We would also like to thank Sparks Mandrill for our music. Additional music from Ben Sounds. Thank you to Alamo Drafthouse. Thank you to Colorado Coins, Cards, and Comics. And thank you for listening to the Real Nerds Podcast.